Jaya Kunja Vihari Kopi Dana Balava Balaba Grivardari Chaya Grivardari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Jaya Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Yamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Kopi Dana Balaba Grivardari Jaya Grivardari Kopi Dana Balava Grivardari Jaya Grivaradari. Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Yasodhanandana Raja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Yamuna Tiravarachari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Nilo Prema Dana Karuna Prachur. Jaya Nilo Prema Dana Karuna Prachur. Heino Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Thakur. Heino Prabhu Kota Geta Acharya Thakur. Kaha Mora Swarup Rupa Kaha Saunata. Kaha Mora Swarup Rupa. Kaha Mora Swarup Rupa. Kaha sanata. Kaha dasa ragunata patita pava. Kaha dasa ragunata patita pava. Kaha mora bata juga. Kaha kavira. Kaha mora bata juga. Kaha kavira. Eka kali kota gela goranatara. Eka kali kota gela goranatara. Pashane kutiva mata, anale pashiva. Pashane kutiva mata. Anale pashiva. Koranga gunera nidi kota gela pabo. Koranga gunera nidi kota gele prabho. Se sabha sangira sange. Che koi lo vila. Se sabha sangira sange. Che koi lo vila. Se sangana paya kande narutamoda. Se sangana paya kande narutamoda. Jaya Nilo Prema Dana Karuna Prachur. Jaya Nilo Prema Dana Karuna Prachur. Heino Prabhu Kota Gela Charya Thakur. Heino Prabhu Kota Gela Charya Thakur. Jaya Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur, Charya Thakur, Jaya Charya Thakur. Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur, Vaishnav Thakur, Jaya Vaishnav Thakur. Srila Gaura Kishora Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Is such a person be found as Sri Acharya Thakur? Thakur. Where are the saviors of fallen souls? Where is my Swarup Damodar and where are Raghunath Goswami and Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where is my Raghunath Bhat and Gopal Bhat Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj now? They have gone to join Lord Gauranga, great dancer. The perfect personality is Lord Chaitanya. I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own lila, pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their association, I must simply weep. Sri Gaura Kishora Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Pitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadam aiham dadati swapadantikam vandeham shigro shiyuta parakamalam shigram vaishnavam stra shirupam sagrajatam sahagana raganatam vitam tam sajivam sarvaitam sabadutam prajana saitam krishna chaitanya devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakan Svitamscha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchina Gorangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Prishubhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha
Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 31. Text number 41. Yam manyate patim mohan man mayam rishabhayatim Sritvam Stri Sangataha Prapta Vita Apatya Griha Pradan Yam Manyate Patim Vohan Manmayam Rishabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangatak Prapto Vitai Patya Griha Pradan Yam Manyate Patim Mohan Manmaya Rishabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangatak Prapto Vita Patya Griha Pratam Yamanyate Patim Mohan Manmayam Rishabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangatak Prapto Vita Patya Griha Padam Yanmanyate Patim Bohan Yanmaya Yushabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangatas Prapto Vita Patya Griha Padam Yamanyate Patim Mohan Manmaya Vishabhayatim Sridvat Sri Sangatat Prapto Hitapatya Griha Pradhan. Ladies. Yamanyate Patim Mohan Manmayam Rishabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangatak Prapto Vitapatya Grihapadam Yamanyate Patim Mohan Manmayam Rishabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangatak Prapto Atvatam Yapadam Manite Patim Mohan Manmayam Rishabhayatim Sritvam Sri Sangata Prapto Vritapatya Griha Pradhan Yam which Manite she thinks Patim, her husband, Mohat, due to illusion, Mat Mayam, my Maya, Rishabha, in the form of a man,
Aitim coming. Stritvam, the state of being a woman. Stri Sangataha, from attachment to a woman. Praptaha, obtained. Vita, wealth. Apatya, progeny. Griha, house. Pradam, bestowing. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A living entity who, as a result of attachment to a woman in his previous life, has been endowed with the form of a woman, foolishly looks upon Maya in the form of a man, her husband, as a bestower of wealth, progeny, house, and other material assets. Srila Prabhupada's purport, from this verse, it appears that a woman is also supposed to have been a man in his, her, previous life. And due to his attachment to his wife, he now has the body of a woman. Bhagavad Gita confirms this. A man gets his next birth according to what he thinks of at the time of death. If someone is too attached to his wife, naturally he thinks of his wife at the time of death. And in his next life, he takes the body of a woman. Similarly, if a woman thinks of her husband at the time of death, naturally she gets the body of a man in the next life. In the Hindu scriptures, therefore, woman's chastity and devotion to man is greatly emphasized. A woman's attachment to her husband may elevate her to the body of a man in her next life. But a man's attachment to a woman will degrade him, and in his next life he will get the body of a woman. We should always remember, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that both the gross and subtle material bodies are dresses. They are the shirt and coat of the living entity. To be either a man or a woman or a man only involves one's bodily dress. The soul in nature is actually the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord. Every living entity being classified as energy is supposed to be originally a woman or one who is enjoyed. In the body of a man, there is a greater opportunity to get out of the material clutches. There is less opportunity in the body of a woman. In this verse is indicated that the body of a man should not be misused through forming an attachment to women and thus becoming too entangled in material enjoyment, which will result in getting the body of a woman in the next life. A woman is generally fond of household prosperity, ornaments, furniture, and dresses. She is satisfied when the husband supplies all these things sufficiently. The relationship between man and woman is very complicated, but the substance is that one who aspires to ascend to the transcendental stage of spiritual realization should be very careful in accepting the association of a woman. In the stage of Krishna consciousness, however, such restrictions of association may be slackened because a man's and woman's attachment is not to each other, but to Krishna. Then both of them are equally eligible to get out of the material entanglement and reach the abode of Krishna. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who seriously takes to Krishna consciousness, whether in the lower species of life, or a woman, or the less intelligent classes, such as the mercantile or labor class, will go back to Godhead, and reach the abode of Krishna. A man should not be attached to a woman, nor should a woman be attached to a man. Both man and woman should be attached to the service of the Lord. Then there is the possibility of liberation from material entanglement for both of them. Yam manyate patim mohan manmayam rishabhayatim sritvam sri sangatak prapto vita patya griha pradam. A living entity who, as a result of attachment to a woman in his previous life, who has been endowed with the form of a woman, foolishly looks upon Maya in the form of a man, her husband, as a bestower of wealth, progeny, house, and other material assets.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristai Bhuta Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutun Deve Gauravani Vitarane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyatya De Satarne.
The philosophy of Krishna consciousness should be quite simple in the sense that it's based upon the difference between the body and the soul. To understand the difference between the body and the soul should not be very difficult because we are the soul, the person who's aware. And with a little use of intelligence, we can see that the body is changing, but we within the body were always the same. And the living entity here in the material world is looking for happiness. But if one looks for happiness in the terms of material prosperity, or as Queen Kunti says, Janmaishvarya Shruti Shivir, these Edamanak Madak Puman, these are the primary causes of material happiness, namely good birth, being born in a prosperous family, educated family, Aishvarya, obtaining material wealth, Shruta, material learning, and Stribya, beauty, bodily beauty. But this is madak, or this is the cause of also bewilderment in the material world. As soon as we get something material, opulence, then the tendency is to want to enjoy that material opulence. And here in the material world, the relationship ultimately culminates in the relationship between the enjoyer and the enjoyed. Here everyone's trying to be the enjoyer. We take different dresses to enjoy, and we pretend that I'm going to be enjoyed. But it's just a pretension here. Everyone here wants to be the master. No one wants to be the servant. No one wants to be the enjoyed in that sense. Therefore, the whole world is full of cheating. Because that's the basic principle of material existence, is that we've taken 1 plus 1 and we've gotten 3. We've taken the soul plus the body and we've gotten simply an illusory conception of life. But there's some possibility in the human form of life to get out of that conception of life by proper understanding. Or as Krishna says, Nanyan gunebhyas kartram drashteva nupashyati gunebhyas chapram veti madbhavam sodigachyati. When you see that there is nothing beyond these three modes in all activities, and the Supreme Lord who is transcendental to them, then you can know my spiritual nature. So this drishti, this vision, is what human form of life has the possibility to cultivate. Chanaka Pandit, he begins with some material vision. He says, Matri vat paradareshu paradvaireshu lostrava atmavat sarvabhuteshu yakpashiti sapanditaha. That a learned person, one who's come to the mode of goodness, he sees every woman except for his wife to be just like his mother. And he sees everyone else's property to be just like garbage in the street. He sees all living entities to be just like his own self. This is the sign of a learned person. This is not simply a dogmatic philosophy, but a based upon factual principles that we are spiritual souls and that we're simply covered with different types of dresses on. So how to relate to other people in different dresses, this is called culture. Culture is meant ultimately to bring us to the vision so we can always see Krishna. Krishna means, to see Krishna, we have to develop a service attitude. Rather than the attitude that I am this object, how can I enjoy it? How can I think about what enjoyment will give to me? One has to develop a different vision. How can I serve this particular object? So in the beginning, of course, Krishna says, Jnana Vijnana Chiptatma Kutastha Vijitendriya yukti-chitte yogi samalastrasmakanchanaha, that a person is in transcendence when he doesn't see material objects and think about enjoying them or controlling them. But sarin mitya udasina madhyasta dveshu bandushu sudushva pitrapapeshu samabuddhir vishishite. A person is said to be still further advanced in regards to everyone, the honest well-wisher, the friends and enemies, the indifferent, the impartial, the envious, all of them with an equal mind. Or as Lord Jesus Christ said, that hate the sin but not the sinner. To see how all souls are within bodies and are being conducted under the influence of the three modes. But samam sarveshu bhuteshu tishtantam parameshwaram vinasyava vinashantam yakpashyati sapashyati. One who can see that the super soul is accompanying all living entities in all these different bodies, and that neither the soul nor the super soul within the destructible body is ever destroyed, actually sees. Samam pashan hi sarvatra samavastitam ishvaram nihinastya vinatmanam tatoyati puram gatim. One who can see that the super soul within all bodies is equal to all everywhere, does not degrade himself by the mind, and thus he attains a transcendental destination. In other words, everyone has gotten a particular body according to their desire. Krishna has not unfairly given one person one body, or one living entity one body, another living entity, another soul, another body. All souls have received their bodies according to their attachments. So how to get out of these attachments, or how to purify these attachments, or elevate our attachments so that we can obtain a more auspicious body? Well, the first thing to do is not to complain, to start lamenting, why did I get this circumstance? This is also a product of Maya. Soshati Kangshati. In other words, Ichcha Dvesha Samutena Dvandva Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Samaham Sargeyanti Purantapa. That all living entities are born into this delusion, overcome by desire and hate. So everyone here, this is material life, everyone wants to become God and hates the fact that we can't become God. Everyone's hankering to become the Lord, trying to figure out what I can do to get money, to get control, to get power, so eventually I can enjoy. And when I find out that even though I have power, I have money, I have so many things, still I'm not enjoying, I'm suffering, therefore one laments. So these are both stages of Maya. Shoshati, Kangshati, Yesham, Antikatam, Papam. When one becomes free from this hankering and lamentation through a regulated process, it doesn't come by accident, it comes through a systematic process to get free from hankering and lamentation, which culminates in this illusory pastime that I am Tarzan, you are Jane, I am Romeo, you are Juliet, I am Radha, you are Krishna, etc. This is all an illusory concept of life. Whether you're swinging through the trees with your mate, or you're setting up a nice little household in the suburbs, it is more or less the same mentality. The same mentality that the same romance is going on in the hole in the house between the little mouse, the she-mouse, and the he-mouse, and between the so-called Romeo and Juliet in the house. But ultimately it culminates in simply a bewilderment of consciousness, forgetfulness of one's being a spiritual being with a spiritual objective in life. And the whole idea in life is chintyam apareyam cha pralayantam upashitya kama paboga paramam etavam iti nischitya asya pasya shuterabhada kama krodha parayana ehanti kama bogarta anyenartha sanshaya. They believe to gratify the senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization, and therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. So in the beginning of life, when one has strong senses, one is trying to enjoy a pastime, imagining oneself to be Romeo and Juliet. And at the end, one simply takes intoxication to forget the problems that one has in being Romeo and Juliet. One simply laments and hankers for the future when one can become the enjoyer and controller again. But human form of life is meant to get out of this by the principles of regulation, higher authority. So higher authority gives us direction, not only what to do, but more importantly, than how to see things. We're performing service of the higher authorities so we can get their higher vision. They're giving us direction to cultivate this vision, to ultimately see how all living entities are eternal servants of Krishna, and therefore as Krishna is a devotee of his devotees, then we have to become a devotee of Krishna's devotees. So if the man thinks that I am the enjoyer, I am the man, I'll get some enjoyment by controlling my wife, or if the wife thinks I'm a woman, how can I control my husband, or if they think, how can I control my children, etc., then this vision will not be very auspicious to spiritual advancement. As soon as one may try to cultivate Krishna consciousness, but as soon as the man sets vision on his wife or another woman, immediately he'll forget Krishna. Similarly with a woman, if she thinks I am a woman, that this is my husband, as soon as she sets her vision on her husband or another man, by association, she'll forget Krishna. Similarly, if they don't understand that these children are also Krishna's servants, and therefore one is a servant of the children, one will also forget Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada set up an institution where everyone would have the best opportunity to remember Krishna constantly by engaging everything in Krishna's service. So that meant things like, although it had an unfortunate history within our society, things like Gurukul. Because Gurukul means you give the children the best opportunity to make advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, when you see your children, automatically remember Krishna. Just like when Hiranyakashipu saw his child, automatically he remembered all kinds of demoniac things. Because he was a demon. But then when Prahlad was trying to remind him about Krishna, he became very disturbed. Similarly, if you go to school and modern society, and you try to remind the teachers about Krishna, about some real philosophy, like the difference between matter and spirit, that there's a controller behind everything, they'll become very upset, and they'll bring you to the modern-day Hiranyakashipus, and they'll chastise you. How dare you contaminate the other children's minds in the school by reminding them about God, by telling them some philosophy. So they'll become disturbed, and they won't be able to wholeheartedly try to enjoy their senses, and therefore help society by increasing its economic development and expanding sense gratification unlimitedly, so we can enjoy in the never-never land of Walt Disney and Peter Pan. That was what happens in modern day education. But real education is from the very beginning, Kamara Acharat Pragyo, Dharman Bhagavatan Iha, Durlabha Manusha Janma, Tadapya Dhruvam Artadam. From the very beginning of life, one is supposed to be trained up to understand that we're not this body and that we're servants of Krishna. That's education. Everything else is just a, more or less, as Prabhupada said when he came to my school, my university I went to, he didn't tell me directly, but the first thing he said to Rupanuga was, this place is a slaughterhouse. Because if one doesn't develop spiritual vision, one will develop material vision, and as we develop material vision, trying to lord it over and enjoy material nature, it is assured we're going to get another body, and generally the next body will be a more degraded body. Here it says that the woman should become attached to the man, and the man should not become attached to the woman. That doesn't mean that the man should try to enjoy the woman and then leave her in the name of not being attached and find another one not to become attached to. And jump from one woman to another without any attachment. Oh, that just means that one will get many varieties of ladies' bodies in the future. That's all. Instead of getting one lady's body, he'll get many, many ladies' bodies. Because unless one feels satisfied and then puts one's consciousness upon Krishna, and the only possibility of satisfaction is to realize that lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, and madness are not the methodology of becoming satisfied. To give these up is the only way of becoming satisfied. And the only way of giving them up is to get out of the illusion that these things are for my sense gratification. And the only way in this age of getting out of that illusion is to understand how everyone and everything is related to Krishna and to act accordingly as a servant rather than as the master. So when the man serves the family according to his just duty, according to scriptural duties, with all the complications that are explained in the Bhagavatam, because it's not so simple. One has to develop many, many different visions in order to properly serve in family life. And similarly, the wife and children, if everyone is trained up properly, everyone acts properly, then everyone becomes very happy and realizes Krishna, that Krishna is everywhere in the family. That everyone in the family, everything about the family life, helps one remember Krishna, and therefore it becomes very auspicious. Manasa deho geho yoki chimura. As Bhaktivinoda Thakura is praying, my house, my wife, my children, everything I have, they're being offered to Krishna. So this everyone can do. It is not that there is some barrier to offering things to Krishna. It is simply a question of proper understanding that comes from hearing. We hear from the right source and we understand things properly or completely, then we'll become convinced that I'm a servant of Krishna. And that in any circumstance, if I serve Krishna, my life will become perfect because I'll factually become conscious of Krishna and I'll remember his name, his form, his quality, his pastimes, and I'll be in ecstasy associating with Krishna and everything will be very clear. And as soon as one thinks that there is some other methodology to understand things more clearly, then one will certainly, to some extent, not be able to understand things as clear as one can if one factually becomes conscious of Krishna through the process of devotional service. Other things may help us make advancement from the mode of ignorance to the mode of passion to the mode of goodness, but only a vision of Krishna consciousness and service can bring us to the highest platform of consciousness, whereby we can understand that everyone is Krishna's servant. Everyone has a certain rasa with Krishna. So here it's being suggested that a woman should not think herself to be a woman, but she shouldn't think that she doesn't have a woman's body. It is not that we hear we're not a woman, so therefore I should become act like a man. Or a man shouldn't think, well, I'm not a man, so I should act like a woman. Or who knows what else to act like in this age. No, if I have a body of a woman, then I should more or less figure out what is my duties. What duties does this body have? And if I perform those duties, then I'll be Krishna conscious. Then I'll transcend all kind of identification with this body. Then the theoretical will become realized. Similarly, if a man understands he's not a man, he's Krishna's servant, then he may act like a man. But if he acts like a man in the consciousness of Krishna's servant, then his acting like a man will become perfect. That the background has to be Krishna consciousness, although our duties may be according to our bodily conception of life. Therefore, the expert personalities who acted according to both Krishna consciousness and according to their material designations, how to do that, that's the Srimad Bhagavatam. How to adjust both duties, spiritual and material, in such a way as to be beneficial for oneself and for everyone else. So this is called culture. We don't come from culture, therefore we have to cultivate culture through the Bhagavatam and through examples which are still present within, probably in this planet, whatever examples may be there. So previously, even in modern society, there was some culture.
although it's becoming diminishing. It's diminishing now. Therefore, people are becoming more and more bewildered into the bodily conception of life, becoming more and more unaware of the presence of a supreme controller and his direction in life. And therefore, even through so-called religious societies, they're cultivating irreligious principles. And those irreligious principles are most clearly shown by the fact that the relation between men and women has become irregular. What to speak of man and man, man and woman, man and animals, the whole relationship between one living entity and another living entity has become degraded in the present society. Therefore, it's up to this society to figure out how to relate in a proper way between man and woman, man and man, man and animal, man and other living entities, such as innocent people, atheistic people, God-conscious people, etc., to properly relate to them in such a way as we factually please Krishna and therefore come to the platform of Krishna consciousness so that we know perfectly, better and better, how to act in this world to spread Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious ourselves and to spread it to others. So Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj is certainly, although he was not noted as a big preacher, but he certainly showed us how to meditate upon Krishna in pure Krishna consciousness and not to become disturbed by any material circumstance. So that's part of our ability to preach properly, is that we can't become bewildered by association, material association, but we have to remain fixed in our consciousness of being Krishna's eternal servant and therefore do whatever duty we've been assigned to in such a way as to try to spread Krishna consciousness and therefore please the previous acharyas, one of which is Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji, who are very happy to see us spreading the Krishna consciousness movement and becoming a perfect example of a Krishna conscious devotee, such as he was. So I think I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Haribol.